The Catholic Church encourages its faithful to practice the seven corporal acts of mercy in order to come closer to and touch Christ in the suffering and the needy. These corporal works of mercy were particularly recommended during the Jubilee Year of Mercy by Pope Francis, himself leading the way. And visiting prisoners is one of the seven corporal works of mercy. In this regard, we recall the Last Judgment scene evoked by Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, where the judge says, "I was in prison, and you came to visit me," and concludes, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did to the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it to me." Prison Ministry India, PMI, is a nationwide voluntary organization operating under the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, for the release, renewal and rehabilitation of prisoners regardless of religion, class or nationality. Based in Bangalore in southern India's Karnataka state, Prison Ministry India was started in 1986. Today, it involves some 6,000 volunteers serving in over 850 branches or units and 33 rehabilitation centers run by dioceses, religious congregations, and Catholic groups all over the country. To know more about Prison Ministry India, we talked on the phone with its national coordinator, Father Sebastian Varakumpadan, who is also secretary to CBCI for Prison Ministry India. Today, Father Sebastian begins the first of a two-part interview explaining how Prison Ministry India began.
There is a beginning for Prison Ministry India. Two founder fathers, we call them Francis Kodian and Verghis Kerikeri. They were in the seminary and they were attending a phone call in the parlor of St. Thomas Apostolic Seminary, Kottayam, Vadavadur, in Kerala. So while they were attending, Father Verghis saw that beautiful sentence, that is the seed of Prison Ministry India: be a love bomb, let it be exploded, not to kill, but to heal the broken heart. Then Francis responded positively, how can we become simple love bombs to the people? And they were, at that time, they were philosophy students studying for the priesthood. Then they went to the small chapel of St. Thomas Apostolic Seminary, and they prayed, and they decided to go out on Thursdays in order to become simple love bomb to the people. And first, they walked outside the seminary, and they found a board called the Prison Fellowship. Already under Protestants in their churches, they were having some kind of ministry inside the prison. They went into the office and asked, "What is this Prison Fellowship?" Kunjimon Chako, that time, he was the director of that Prison Fellowship. And he told about the prison, prisoners, and all. They got inspired. And they had invited him to give a talk in the seminary. And he, Kunjimon Chako, the director, came to the seminary and gave a talk. And 12 brothers, along with the one father, started the prison ministry. So right at the beginning itself, they had a beautiful intention that it should not be ministry of one person or two person, one congregation. They wanted to start this ministry like all people can participate, priests, sisters, brothers, lay people together. So that is the beauty of Prison Ministry India today. Today when we come together, there are different congregation people, there are lay people, there are brothers also involved in that. So 1986, March 1st, is considered to be the beginning of Prison Ministry. That is the day they started working in the prison, and brothers went outside the seminary to visit all the prisons of Kerala. So KCBC, after 2-3 years, KCBC recognized this ministry, that is Kerala Catholic Bishops Conference of India. Then later, 2002, it was recognized by CBCI, Catholic Bishops Conference of India. It is coming under Justice Peace Development Commission. We call it JPC, Justice Peace Development Commission. Yes.
Now, Father, tell us, yes, how is the Prison Ministry India organized at the national level?
Yes. We have a national executive body chaired by Bishop Peter Remiges of Kottayam Diocese. So he is the head of Prison Ministry India. Then we have a national executive body members. Almost 20 members are there in the Prison Ministry. So in the national level, there is a body, national executive body. And in the same way, we have divided India into four regions. We have North region, Central region, Northeast region, and South region. In each region, we have got offices. And there are regional coordinators. So regional coordinators have to take care of the different states. And in the same way, we have divided also each region with a different state. Or each state also is having a state coordinator with the executive body. So that is their responsibility to take care of that state ministry. In the state level also, we have divided into different dioceses. So there will be a diocesan coordinator to take care of the ministry under the diocese.
How many units all over India do you have under this prison ministry India, under the Catholic Church?
We have got 850 branches or units, we call it, as well as almost 6,000 volunteers. How the volunteers means we consider everybody, those who are contributing for us also. There are many people, sisters and priests and lay people working for us, well-wishers, unit members, and like that we have that many members. And we too have 33 rehabilitation centers. When the prisoners are coming out, they don't have any place to go. Not only for the men, women, we are also having rehab center for children. And recently, in this Mercy year, we have started another home. It's called Colby Home, including this rehab centers. And we are very happy. One priest has given us about 1 acre of land for men rehabilitation center plus research center.
What are the various programs that you run?
Basically, we say, first of all, we have inside the prison program, outside the prison. So inside the prison, we go to the prison, visit them, console them, and sometimes we conduct medical camps inside the prison. Certain times we conduct a technical level program, home nursing program, computer classes. Sometimes we are conducting classes for the students who are preparing for the examination and all. So these are some of the activities we are conducting inside the prison. And also skill training program, wax making, candle making, then tailoring sometimes, then West Bengal side and all, they are teaching them driving. So these are the activities that we conduct inside the prison. Outside the prison, when you visit a prisoner, basically they always tell us, Father, the advocate is not visiting us, they are not interested in us, my case is getting postponed and postponed. There are difficult situations of that sort. So we call the advocate. Sometimes the advocate also tells, they are not giving a seat for me, Father, so what can I do? So we try to help them, giving them some fee, legal aid also we provide outside. Then also when we come visit the family, we understand prisoner's family is also a problematic family. Children are not going to school. So that is outside the prison also we have to do. And previous Sunday to Independence Day, we consider as a prison ministry Sunday. And in connection with the Maximilian Kolbe Day, because we have taken Maximilian Kolbe as our patron. So on that day, we go to different parishes and making them aware about the value of this ministry. And prisoners cannot come to us, only we can go to them. So there are a lot of difficulties to go to the prison and all. But even then, we ask the people, you also visit, you contribute. And like that, outside the prison also, we help them through our rehabilitation center, visiting the family of the prisoners. Sometimes we do reconciliation program, because they are already committed a crime. But there can be reconciliation between the victim side and the criminal family side. Certain times it's very difficult. Once from Bangalore, went to the family of the victim, and even they did not open the door. We had to stand outside and let all the with the purpose don't come. So there are certain experiences of that sort. But even then, we can say that many a time they are welcoming and we could settle certain issues and all like that. So these are some of the activities that we do inside and outside the prison. Yes.
Father, sometimes you may find that when the person, the accused, goes to the prison, his family is left helpless. I mean, there's no means of support for that family. Do you have any programs that will help this family that the prisoner has left behind?
When we visit the prison, we always ask the volunteers, not only you visit, simply visit the prisoners, you ask about their family background, how they are, whether they will be welcoming. And with the permission of the prisoner, only we can go to the prisoner's family. And when we visit the family, they may be in need of our support. So we have a program. Always we try to contact the family, because there are prisoners not visited by the family members. Because always they tell, yes, he has committed the crime, and let him be there. Don't let him be there. He should be there, like that they say. But Then if you make two, three times visits, then make change. They visit because prisoners are not visited by the family members. It is a tough situation. And they become aggressive and aggressive day by day inside the prison. So we always ask the family members to visit. At the same time, we try to give them for the school education, the children of the people. And sometimes we also send some money through NFT or something like that. So we help support them. Financially also we support, and also for the education of the children. That is why all the children home, basically it is kept for the prisoner's children, in order to help the family of the prisoners. So that is a program, that is support that we are giving to them.
That was the first of a two-part interview with Father Sebastian Vadakkumpadan, the National Coordinator of Prison Ministry India. Tune in the same time next week for the final part of this interview. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.